confronting some of these charges head on. We were just talking about that live. What did you think it was really important to say, this is true, this is not true, et cetera?
The most important thing, I have an 81-year-old mother that is incredibly important to me. And the notion that I would ever, or that our government would ever do anything to cut short or dismiss the quality of life for our seniors is so offensive to me as an American. And I think it's, as the AARP said, it's just a flat lie. There's no rationing of health care that's being proposed for our elderly. There's no, you know, just notion that people are batting about that somehow elderly people are going to be dismissed and going to be told you can't get health care. Hopefully I was able to reassure people that not in America. That's not going to happen.
And thank you very much, Senator. I know you have a couple
thank
other
you.
Events.
Okay, thank you.
So, Tony, there you have it. We were talking about, she was trying to debunk charges, and she just put it to you right there. That's exactly what she was trying to do here. And, you know, Tony, one of the big questions about these events have been, who all is coming to these events? Are they people from out of town? You've heard these charges about grassroots versus AstroTurf. I actually put that question to someone inside, actually two people, two acquaintances right from in town here in Kennett. And one of them is for this federal health care reform push. The other one is against it. And both of them said, they looked around the room and they told me, you know what, I recognize about two-thirds of the faces in here really from the very immediately local community. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
No, that's a good and a great get. How about that timing working out so that we could grab the senator on the air live with us? Brianna, great work on this topic for weeks and weeks now. We appreciate it. Thank you. So why don't we do this? Let's take a look at where health care reform stands right now in Congress. Three House committees are working on separate versions of the legislation. Those three versions will have to be merged into one bill for the House to vote on. And this is very important. On the Senate side, two committees are working on reform plans. Those would also have to be merged into a bill to go before the full Senate. Then negotiators work out differences between the House and Senate versions. If the final bill passes, it goes to President Obama for his signature. So while there is, this is really an important month for public comment on what is being debated on Capitol Hill, there is still a lot of hard legislative work to be done. We just want you to keep that in mind as you follow the debate and the reporting this month. As we try to cut through the noise over health reform, we want to address your real questions and concerns. We've been hearing from you on our blog, and our senior medical correspondent, Elizabeth Cohen, is here to answer some of your questions. I've got two quick ones. Good to see you, lady.
Good to see you.
You ready to take these on?
I am.
The first comes from Jake, who writes, I am retired and have Blue Cross insurance along with Medicare. Will I lose my Medicare with the new plan? Will I still have to pay $200 and $167 for Medicare per month? Can I cancel my BC, my Blue Cross.
Yeah. Blue Cross. You know what? If there's one group of people who needs to worry the least about health care reform, it's probably the elderly.
Hmm.
And the reason for that is that the elderly already have Medicare. They already have government-sponsored health insurance. Reform is about helping people who are under the age of 65. So he really doesn't have to worry about his Medicare. And as I understand this question from Jake, what he's saying is that he's chosen, on top of Medicare, he's decided he needs a private plan as well,
yeah,
to supplement Medicare, which a
yeah,
lot of seniors do. And so he's asking us, should he cancel it? I would say no. Whatever he feels he needs now,
yes,
to supplement his Medicare, he's going to feel he needs after health care reform.
Gotcha.
So he should just sit tight and not make any changes.
Nice. Time for one more?
Sure.
From Lydia from Pittsburgh, who writes, will current access to specialists, tests, and doctor's choice available through PPO plans be reduced or eliminated under the proposed plan?
All right. This is the mother of all health care reform questions.
Yeah.
When you see people going ballistic at these meetings, which
mm-hmm,
is, you know, not at the one we just saw, but
sure,
they're at sort of at earlier ones, this is really what they're saying. They're saying, look, I have private health care insurance. I'm happy. I don't want anyone to make any changes that are going to take away my choice of doctors, my choice of hospitals, my ability to get treatments.
Mm-hmm.
There are two sides to this. What President Obama and the Democrats who are behind him would say, look, if you're happy, health care reform is not going to change anything for you. If you like the way things are now, nothing's going to change. Now, some Republicans and some Democrats would say, look, the minute you put out a public policy,
yeah,
in other words, a government-sponsored health insurance like Medicare, sort of for the rest of us, private health care companies are not going to be able to compete. Employers will go with the government-sponsored insurance,
mm-hmm,
and things will change.
Exactly.
You know, none of us has a crystal ball. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Now, it is also possible, let's say that did happen. Let's say all of a sudden, all of us had government